Chapter 1.
Zip, zip, zip!
8 planes zoomed around a course, racing over the barren desert. The grandstands were filled with thousands of cheering cars, planes, and trucks, all watching the race with great anticipation. The roar of the fans really got Dusty Crophopper's engine going. It was a sharp contrast to what he used to hear back in his days working as a crop duster. Flying over the cornfields in the early hours of the morning was a quiet, lonely job. The occasional rustling of the wind through the corn stalks and the quiet hum of his sprayer were the only sounds for miles. The crowd was far more exciting to listen to. Dusty was also thrilled by the revving of his engine as he pushed himself to get ahead. He truly loved to race. Dusty trailed behind a few other planes, but not for long. He pushed hard as the needle on his torque gauge climbed. Dusty knew he would have to use maximum power to win the race, and he wasn't afraid to do it. He tore around the posts, weaving his way to the head of the pack. He could see the finish line in the distance as he inched up behind the leading racer. His engine buzzed as he strained and pushed even harder. Brent Mustangberger, the best sportscaster on the Racing Sports Network, leaned forward to speak through the PA.
Look at them go! Into the final lap!
Vroom!
And here comes number 7, Dusty Crophopper!
Brent's words rang out across the desert as the crowd went wild. Dusty's best friends from Prop Wash Junction, Chug, Dottie, Skipper, and Sparky, were in the crowd. They hooted and hollered with all their might as Dusty crossed the finish line first. It was true that Dusty loved racing for its own sake, but nothing compared to the rush of winning. He was more than happy to scribble autographs for adoring fans and smile for pictures after the race. Dusty had been on tour for a while and was winning again and again, collecting trophies, giving television interviews, and appearing in magazines and newspapers. He had become a very famous airplane. Back in Prop Wash Junction, everyone crowded around a tiny television to watch Dusty's interview with Brent Mustangberger.
Dusty, you were just a small-town crop duster who overcame impossible odds to win the Wings Around the Globe rally and become an air racing legend.
Well, Brent, said Dusty, I've had an amazing team supporting me every step of the way. The best coach, the best mechanic, and the best fuel truck anyone could ask for.
Dusty was calm and cool on television, and it was just like him to be modest and thank his friends in Prop Wash. Skipper, Dottie, Chug, and Sparky couldn't help smiling when he mentioned them.
I'd say you've come a long way since those crop dusting days, added Brent.
Racing is all I ever wanted to do. It's my life, Dusty said sincerely.
When Dusty returned home to Prop Wash Junction, everyone at the Fill and Fly, the garage and fueling station, was enjoying all the magazine and newspaper articles about Dusty.
Awesome pick, Dust, except your eyes are closed.
Sparky smiled as he looked proudly at the picture of his friend in the newspaper. He carried the paper over to Dusty, who was getting some oil from his buddy Chug, the fuel truck.
Racing with your eyes closed, said Chug with a smile. So that's your secret.
Mayday, an old fire truck who wore thick, black-rimmed eyeglasses, rolled up.
That was some pretty fancy flying, Dusty, he said.
Mayday told Dusty he'd watched the race on his radio with pictures. As much as Dusty loved racing, he was always happy to get back to his friends. Prop Wash Junction was just a tiny little farm town in the middle of the country, but it was home to everyone Dusty loved most.
Guys, listen to this, Sparky read from the newspaper. After his red bulldozer win, Dusty Crophopper,
that's you,
Chug interrupted, nodding to Dusty,
returns home to Prop Wash Junction.
That's here, Mayday added.
Where he will be performing at their annual corn festival.
Sparky looked up from behind the newspaper proudly. The corn festival was a Prop Wash tradition, and everyone in town looked forward to it all year long. The festival was full of corn-themed food, entertainment, contests, costumes, and music, and plenty of corny fun. The gang couldn't believe it. The Corn Festival was national news. With that kind of press, this year's festival would be ginormous.
This is going to put Prop Wash Junction on the map,